Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeremy Fowler of ESPN is with us. Jeremy, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Jeremy, we've been talking about, obviously, the Browns' performance this week against Cincinnati. And yeah, we're also, you know, going to have a conversation about potential trade targets. And, you know, one of the division rivals here, of course, has been aggressive. The Ravens traded for Ngakoue last week, and now they've signed Dez Bryant. What do you think he's got left in the tank?
Not much. I mean, if he did, he would have been back in the league. Now, his story was complicated by the Achilles tear back in 2018 with the Saints. Sure. That was really his chance to come back, and it fell in on him. But, you know, the Ravens, they looked into Antonio Brown. They were one of probably four or five teams to do so. They just didn't feel good about going that route for obvious reasons. And so Dez was sort of the safer play, get like a big-bodied receiver, a guy that almost at this stage could be maybe more of a tight end, you know. He could play flex in and out, and he's got sure hands, so they figured they'd give it a shot and see where he's at late in the year to potentially go on the roster day-to-day.
Jeremy, when you look at this division, now that you've seen Pittsburgh beat Tennessee, beat Cleveland, I know the Ravens are right there at 5-1, do you think that Pittsburgh's the class of this division? Are they the best team so far?
Well, we're about to find out. I mean, I'm not totally sold on the 6-0 yet, but they have most of the ingredients you need. They might be a more complete team than Baltimore right now. I still slightly trust Ben Roethlisberger over Lamar Jackson to make a deep playoff run, just because Lamar hasn't done it yet. That's not a knock on him, but you know, their passing game has been a little shaky so far. Where I feel like the Steelers have more weapons on offense, and both defenses are great. We know that. Pittsburgh might have been more of a complete defense before Devin Bush got hurt. I still think if a team that can spread them out with passing options like a Kansas City can maybe give them problems in the middle of the field. But in a game like this where it's going to be always run-heavy, Robert Spillane can fill in nicely like he did against Tennessee at middle linebacker. So right now, I get the slight edge to Pittsburgh now that I think about it, but I mean, we're about to find out. They're very close. It really, for me, it just comes down to like a quarterback and playmaking tiebreaker.
Well, we were talking before, we were surprised this game's at 1:00. It stinks for us because the Browns and Raiders are playing at 1:00. Why do you think they didn't put this game at least at 4:00?
That's just kind of the way it had scheduled. I thought maybe it'd be flexed for that 8 p.m. slot, because, you know, right now they have NFC East, Eagles and Cowboys, and that's really not a very attractive matchup for anybody right now. No. I know the Cowboys are still huge draws, and maybe that's part of the thinking. But, you know, right now, too, with the schedule the way it is and with COVID, I mean, the league is just trying to get through each week with all of its inventory intact and played on a television set. And so as long as they can do that, they'll be happy.
What do you think about Antonio Brown going to Tampa Bay, Jeremy? Do you think that's a good fit?
So it's a good fit in the sense that Tom Brady and Antonio Brown, for what I was told, have been in contact, even dating back to the offseason before free agency. You know, they talked, and Tom basically told him, hey, man, let's get things in order and get your life in order so we can play together again. You know, he really did like the impact Brown had on him when they played for a short time in New England. So the risks for Tampa Bay are pretty obvious. That's why he's got a lot of incentives in his contract, and it's going to be questioned. You know, it's you have a domestic violence situation that's still pending. You know, his case with former trainer Brittany Taylor is still ongoing. So if new details emerge, he could get a longer suspension, or Tampa Bay could always cut ties. They don't, you know, it's not necessarily a high risk as far as money. They can get out of this or cut him if they have to. You know, it's more the public perception, and is it worth the headache to take on Antonio Brown with all the problems that he's had? But, you know, talking to some people in and around Miami and have been close to him and work with him, they said, he's had more of a low-key 6 to 8 months. He hasn't been on social media as much, hasn't been as explosive as maybe he has been, so that could be a good sign.
We're talking with Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. Jeremy, I saw you wrote this morning. You spoke to personnel guys, and you got your top 10 cornerback duos in Baltimore, number one. Pittsburgh was, I know, was in the top five also.
Yeah.
You got your four. obviously the Browns are not there, even though they have a great cornerback in Denzel Ward, but they have nobody to go with him. And in general, outside of Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward, the Browns' offense is at best pedestrian and really in a lot of places significantly worse than that. You know, we know the Browns have a lot of talent on offense. Can they be competitive against the really best teams with the defense as bad as it is?
I think so. I mean, they're not going to win games 4-6 right now. And look, I wanted to put Cleveland's duo somewhere, maybe in the honorable mention category or Friends top 10, if Greedy Williams was healthy. I do think he's got some pure coverage traits where he and Ward can be really good together, but he's just been out of the lineup. So it makes it tough. And you know, there are a lot of moving parts. I mean, you got like kind of the Anderson Dejos of the world that are going to play hard and will hit, but they're not really what you want as far as long-term solutions right now. And so, you know, they got some work to do, but at least with Ward and Garrett, those guys can wreck a game plan. You know, and B.J. Goodson and guys like that, I do like it. They're nice players. So, you know, I think they have enough to win games. They don't have enough to win 10-6. They're not going to shut anybody out. But, you know, I think they have some decent pieces, and really it comes down to keeping that defense off the field. You know, if the running game can control things and Nick Chubb can get back and, you know, Baker can play fast like he did the other day, maybe run some no huddle, spread the ball around, and, you know, they can kind of win with both sides of the ball.
You know, the trade deadline, you don't usually see a ton of huge deals like baseball or basketball, but, you know, you can make some incremental moves, and occasionally there's a big move. If for the Browns, A, do you expect them to make any kind of significant move? And B, if you're the Browns, how do you balance, hey, we could go to the playoffs for the first time in over a decade, but B, we're probably not a Super Bowl winner, so should we go all out this year?
Yeah. Well, obviously a receiver, they could use a little bit of help, even though I liked what I saw over the weekend against Cincinnati, but that's Cincinnati's defense. You know, so you're going to play a lot better. Teams are going to need more firepower. So I think they'll at the least have some conversations with teams. I don't necessarily put them in a buyer's market just yet. You know, Andrew Berry is close with Howie Roseman when he worked in Philadelphia, and they have a guy, Alshon Jeffrey, that they would like to unload. It wouldn't shock for them to at least talk about it, but I don't necessarily think he's the fit or that they'd make the move for him based on the big salary he has and he's been hurt. So I don't know that there's just – I don't know if there's a right solution at receiver that's that far of an upgrade. You know, you look at maybe A.J. Green, he's in the divisions. That doesn't make sense. Big money, lack of production this year. So the guys that are going to be on the market, you don't feel overly good about. That would be the position to target. Maybe that or get an extra corner. You know, I think there are going to be a lot of pass rushers available. Everson Griffin in Dallas, Tech McKinley in Atlanta. You got a few others. So, you know, if they want to get an extra guy there, that could make sense.
When you think about Odell Beckham Jr.'s long-term, long-term tenure in Cleveland, where do you think it remains after this injury?
Well, he's virtually uncuttable because of that injury guarantee. So that complicates matters a little bit, you know. Not that they would cut him, but this is a guy that has been or had durability issues for the better part of 4 years now. You know, he came out first 3 years, he was Jerry Rice-like, and it's just been complicated since then. And so guys can come back pretty easily from ACLs now, so that's not really a concern at least. And he looked explosive this year when he was on the field. So, I can see them playing this out, seeing how Odell's doing closer to next season, you know, if they want to try to swing a trade. I don't know what they would get anymore. I don't necessarily think they would get a first-round pick for Odell right now. I could be wrong. Probably more like a second-round pick or a day-two guy. And, you know, I don't know that that's worth it for a player who can still give you a lot of value. You know, it's tough to mess that up when you have a player that talented.
Now
the Browns can't – you know, they seem to have gotten close to doing that because they just can't get him going. Maybe next year they give it one more chance.
Yeah, I would doubt they'd get a first. We were talking before. I mean, what a steal the Browns got. Giving up a fourth-round pick, Jeremy, for Jarvis Landry. I mean, when you think about Mohamed Sanu going for a two last year.
Right. Oh, and that was huge. I mean, Jarvis isn't, you know, the athletic freak that Odell is. He, you know, he's probably more of a true slot-type number three on a championship team, but he's just so tough and so instrumental. Like, he sets a tone. He plays every game, plays hurt, and can make tough catches. So, yeah, he's for that reason alone, he's worth well beyond a fourth-round pick.
Jeremy, do you expect – what's the biggest name you expect to get moved here at the trade deadline?
Biggest name, let's see. I don't necessarily think there's going to be a ton of movement. I think a guy like Everson Griffin or kind of that level, a guy makes maybe $3 or $4 million in salary, you know, and then you know he's a name but not a big name. You know, I could see Minnesota. I don't think Adam Thielen's going to get moved, but you know, really nothing would surprise me over there right now. They still think that, you know, they're more in a semi rebuild than a full rebuild, yeah. But you know, Anthony Harris safety is on a franchise tag. They probably won't re-sign him. I could see him getting moved. You know, they're going to be more sellers than buyers. I can all but guarantee that.
Any chance J.J. Watt gets traded?
That's a good name. I mean, there's always a chance. I don't know. I think the need for pass rush help league-wide is more of a bigger need than his position, even though I know he can obviously play inside and out. But with his salary and injury history, I just don't see it right now. That, you know, it's a good name, though, because yeah. Houston's the team. They're going to be sellers for sure. They got five or six parts they'd like to move. He's such a face of the franchise, though. He's still productive. I just don't see him being the guy. I think there are other guys you can move that are easier to do.
Jeremy, great stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.